There's planning exemptions for anybody who's turning former retail or derelict buildings into accommodation for the purpose of housing refugees, whether it be IPAS or Ukrainians. What I'm saying here today is that that's okay, but what we're doing is allowing people to make an awful lot of money and cram as many people as they possibly can into small premises, and this isn't good enough. These are human beings at the end of the day, and they need to be treated properly. But more importantly, what the government needs to do in the department is to keep the local population and the local communities informed as to what is happening in their areas and how many people that they are going to be sending into the area, and consult with the community and see and inspect the premises to ensure that they're fit for purpose, and it's not a case of putting cattle into a byre and squeezing as many people as they can into a particular development just to make themselves money. That's not good enough, and it's not what we're about.
The point was made this week that Donegal is starting to do quite well in terms of funding for derelict buildings under the Croí Cónaithe programme. But you made the contrast that if you're applying under that funding for your own home or your own building, you've got a lot of hoops to jump through, a lot of bureaucracy to get through. It seems to be very, very different if you're housing refugees.
Yeah, and you have to ask the question, why? If you or I now had a space above a shop and we wanted to turn it into accommodation, we have to adhere to all the planning conditions. If these people who are making vast amounts of money from housing refugees, they can go in and do that work without even informing the local authority. And it's important that it gets out there to the local community. The Donegal County Council have no act or part to play in awarding permission for these people to build these so-called accommodation centres for refugees. It is just not within our remit.